Chapter 10. Monday morning announcements reminded the students of the chess club rescheduling to Wednesday 4 o'clock, sporting events, play tryouts, and that Friday was an early release day with classes ending at 12 o'clock. Cheers! Zelgadas was looking at his weekly planner, a smile creeping to the corner of his mouth. "Well, aren't you chipper this morning?" said Lena. "I'm turning over a new leaf, Lena. After listening to the problems Zelos and Val, especially Val, have, mine seem only skin deep." "That's nice," smiled Lena. "Just kidding," Zell added. "I know," Lena finished. "Did you enjoy the dance?" Zell asked. "Some. Did you?" "There were moments."
"Moments? Actual measurable time slices? How generous, Zell!"
"Possibly two. Or three."
"And those were..."
Lena's eyes narrowed. "Your song. And leaving."
"Oh, joy!"
"Hey, that's my line."
"Get a new one!"
"I just thought of another moment. Before the dance. That vamp outfit you were wearing."
"Vampire! I tried on a vampire costume, but it was a bit too..." began Lena.
"Exactly."
"Exactly! What are you getting at, Zell?"
"It looked nice."
"No, it didn't. I looked like a..."
Lena began. "A tramp, a vamp, and a bit of a..." giggled Zelos, slipping into his seat behind Zell.
"Can it, bozo?"
"Scamp, I believe. It goes... Sonny and Cher, opening song." Zelos smiled.
"Is this day going to be like this all day long?" wheezed an exasperated Lena.
"Oh, joy," he murmured,
as a sarcastic grin spread across Zell's face. "What was that?" asked Lena.
"That was me getting my line back."
Zell smirked.
"That's a V-A-M-P, la-la-la-la-la-la-la, vamp," Zelos finished his song.
"Idiots, I am surrounded by idiots, all of you," said Lena, dropping her forehead to her notebook. "Today, class, we are going to begin the persuasive mode of writing. There will be a single-page paper due tomorrow to be written in the persuasive mode. The paper will have the usual requirements, with the following exception. Do not put your name on the paper. Use your student number from your ID card. We shall be reading them aloud in class. I want you to try and convince the reader to take a particular action. The readings will be conducted anonymously, and a vote will decide if you've done a good job or not."
"Oh, God, it just gets better and better," moaned Lena. "Welcome to my life," Zell began, but stopped when the teacher turned her eyes to him. "Life in Zell sounds like hell to me, oh well," sang Zelos.
"And yours, Zelos, should convince me not to send you to the principal's office," added the teacher.
"Good job, Zelos. If I were you, I'd write the best paper ever," said Zell on his way to calculus. "You have no idea," Zello said with a rare frown. "See you in science lab."
Science lab began with a substitute teacher. "Turn to page 47, please, class. Your teacher would like you and your lab partner to choose a project from the list. You will have all week to complete the lab, and the write-up will be due on Monday of next week. Now, does everyone have a partner? No? And what's your name? Zelos? How unusual a name. Never work with a partner? You poor thing. Here, I'm sure those two will be happy for you to join in. Right, kids?"
Lena and Zell looked at Zelos. "Happy, happy day," one of them said. "Doesn't matter which." Zell looked over the list. "This one with the titration measurements sounds tedious but useful. What do you think, Lena?"
"Fine with me. Let's get it over with. Hey, Zelos, give us a hand with the setup." Zelos deftly connected the beakers, flasks, piping, and Bunsen burner. Zell read directions and began measuring fluids. Lena took out her pencil and ruler and drew a chart for recording data. The hours swept by, and they left their equipment in place for the next day. "That wasn't so bad," said Lena, brightening with the sun and a good lunch set out in front of her. Zelos and Zell had bought drinks and bagels and seated themselves across from Lena. Gowrie staggered over to his customary spot beside Lena and carefully rested his food trays one at a time onto the table.
"What, Lena? The dance?"
asked Gowrie. "Well, that too, but I was speaking of the science lab."
"Are you talking about the dance?" chirped Amelia.
"I'm so glad I went," trilled Philia, misty-eyed. "I had a nice time too," twittered Sylphiel, sliding in beside Gowrie. "And I brought a slice of pumpkin pie for you. Would you like it?"
"I sure do. Thanks."
The tall blonde kid beamed a golden smile.
"So, do you think we'll see Val tonight?"
Zell shrugged his shoulders. Zelos answered, "I'll find out." Then pulled out a cell phone and dialed a number by memory. He was having a difficult time hearing over the din in the lunchroom, so he stood up and left the room.
"So, Miss Philia, was Mr. Val a good dancer?"
asked Amelia, smiling.
"You danced with him a lot, I noticed."
Philia blushed.
"Uh-huh.
But his hair kept tickling my nose, so I'd sneeze. He probably thinks I'm allergic to him." She leaned in to whisper.
"Has Zell said anything to you about the dance?"
Amelia shook her head. Philia smiled, a leave-it-to-me smile.
"So, you guys have been pretty quiet about the dance. Gowrie?"
"It was okay."
He quickly returned to his sandwich and an interesting pile of crumbs.
"How about you, Zell? You are an articulate person," smiled Philia.
Zell choked on his drink, then sputtered, "Nice decorations."
"Decorations? Is that the best you can do?" teased Lena. "Did you enjoy the dance part of the dance, too?"
Zell glared at her with his one visible eye. He knew everyone, Amelia included, was hanging on his every word. He actually liked dancing, and Amelia had been the best partner he'd ever had. But he wasn't going to blurt that out.
"Yes, but the music wasn't... it was too noisy. My ears are still ringing," Zell complained, then took a bite of bagel.
Amelia looked a little disappointed. But what was a guy supposed to say?
He turned to her and said quietly, "You are a much better dancer than Bunny."
Then he blushed and stuffed the rest of his bagel into his mouth to stop himself from saying any more embarrassing words.
"Are you still talking about the dance? Well, I enjoyed the last dance."
That was Zelos. He had folded up the phone and returned to his seat. Now he was smiling, arms folded, staring unabashedly at Lena. Lena opened her mouth to speak, but Zelos beat her to it. "Lena is a very accomplished dancer. And singer, too." Lena's turn to blush, while her friends showered her singing and songwriting skills with praise. She would kill that guy, but it was hard to put her finger on the why exactly. He had told a simple truth and answered honestly. It was her problem that she was so embarrassed. Gary looked hurt. He had wanted to and had fully intended to dance with Lena, but somehow he had missed out entirely. He was so laid back and easygoing that Lena had slipped away. Lena had no snappy comeback, so instead changed the subject.
"So is there any news about Val?"
Zelos answered.
"Why, yes, there was. His case has been dismissed for lack of evidence and extenuating circumstances. Looks like idiot number one had no stolen goods on him, and idiot number three had the weapon. Oh, yes, the clown they tried to rob is going to survive his injuries, too, so murder charges are dropped."
Zelos paused while the others cheered the good news, and then continued. "He's staying with Sano indefinitely, though not permanently,
and he is currently picking up a trunk of his mother's from his house. His house is under surveillance, hoping for the chief demon, I mean villain, to return. So it looks like band practice is on tonight.
What band practice?
Screamed a chorus of girls. Gods help me, let me disappear, moaned Zell. Amelia patted him on the arm.
You're not going to pass out, are you? Can I get you some orange juice?
Lena chuckled, saw Zell's terrified expression, and then burst out laughing. Oh, Amelia, I don't think one glass will be enough. Ice, too, and hurry, he's fading fast.
Miss Lena, stop it now, you're embarrassing him more, said Amelia.
Zell stood up. I'm fine, but I think I will go for some fresh air. Alone. He left, and no one followed him. Lena looked at Gowrie. He so rarely got angry, but right now he looked definitely unhappy. Maybe he'd like a change of scene, too? That's not a bad idea. Come on, Gowrie, let's get some fresh air. And Lena pulled the surprised kid, who towered a foot and one half over her, out of the room.
Lena, where are we going?
Gowrie asked, confused. Outside, away from all the moody, silly, nosy idiots, our friends, said Lena.
Okay.
He smiled.
You know, I'm sorry we didn't get to dance together. Next time, right?
Right, next time, she stammered.
And Lena, would you do that song for us, so our band can learn it? Learn the music part. You know no one can sing it like you.
Okay, when? Today?
Yeah, we can walk home together, you can drop your stuff, then we can go to the practice room at, his place,
Gowrie said, proud of his plan. Sounds fine. You don't like Zelos much, do you? She asked.
He's hard to get to know. I don't trust him yet, that's for sure.
And he continued babbling on until the bell rang, signaling the end of lunch. Zell had nothing to say in computer lab. He had set up the new computer hardware and software for the project with Zelos. But until they did actual videotaping, there was no way to begin testing the editing programs. So he was showing two freshman girls how to use different search engines on the internet. Zelos was helping another student unhang his terminal. Zell was determined not to talk to that fruitcake unless absolutely necessary.
There, it should be fine. Just don't try to download so large a data file. This computer is too slow, Zelos explained to the boy for the second time that day.
Zell shook his head and moved out of hearing range. Another student looked exasperated. He recognized him as Ryoga from his history class.
What's up?
I don't know. I was trying to find an article on China, but no matter what I do, the site I found on it yesterday is gone. I've been searching for hours, and it's lost... Oh, yeah, that's it. Thanks, Zell.
Yeah, sure. Actually, you were going around in circles. Next time, try holding the back key and choosing one of the sites before,
Zell continued to advise Ryoga. Zelos was back with the first kid, looking a bit frustrated.
Hung again, Hojo? Tell me, what did you try this time?
He asked, while starting up the computer again. By the end of the hour, Zell was playing a chess game while listening to that kid explain why, for the fifth or was it the sixth time, his terminal was hung. He was surprised by how well Zelos was keeping his cool. Maybe it was Zell's turn to stir things up. Zell thought a moment, then sent a message to Zelos' computer. He waited for Zelos to return to his seat and read his message. Zelos dropped his smile, eyes wide, then found Zell's eyes and frowned.
He must have a crush on you.
Zelos sent a message of his own, but Zell had already turned off his computer and left the classroom. Computer lab was still weighing heavily in Zell and Zell's minds as they walked to Zelos' practice room in a cluster. Gowrie, taking Zelos' suggestion to heart,
had an enormous grocery bag of snacks, which he and Lena delved into, keeping them relatively quiet. This left Zelgadas off the hook, as he silently trudged along, hulling his fender. The four of them all lived within walking distance of the school, and therefore each other's houses. If they got enough practice in, they'd be able to walk over to each other's houses all summer, and that kind of independence was greatly appreciated. Val was already waiting outside Zelos' door. "Took you long enough," he huffed as they clamored around with joyous greetings. The instruments they had left had been carefully replaced in their cases and set, along with the amplifiers, in an orderly lineup against the wall. Zelos, apparently, was a neat freak. But that made him the perfect one to supply the digs, since it's easier to play music in a clean space. The friends set upon their implements of music and set up their equipment. "I haven't seen that guitar in a while, Zell," said Lena. "And I didn't even know you played bass, Gowri."
"You never asked," he smiled, tuning up.
But Zelos's drum set impressed her most of all. "Gah, I never even expected. I mean, I always thought Gowri would be a bass player since he has such big hands and all, but I never would have guessed you'd be a drummer. What hat do you pull all these talents out of?"
She shook her head.
"Ooh, and they're shiny and purple, too." Lena had always been attracted to shiny things. Like a crow. Her big red eyes automatically trained themselves on any shiny object near her. Some girls can't take their eyes off boys, others food. But for Lena, it was anything shiny. And food.
"Thank you, Lena. Would you like to try them? Here, I'll show you the percussion toys."
Zelos offered Lena the throne and stood behind her, pointing out noisemakers for her to beat. She liked noisy things, too.
"Shit, Lena, if you don't stop that, I'll..." Val yelled, but was cut off when Lena leaped from the drums and over to his keyboard.
"Can I play with this a little, too? You know, I don't have any musical instruments at home. I had to write music over at other people's houses, since we don't even have a piano," she lamented.
Sure, Val stammered.
Lena was a little strange all of a sudden. It was her cute act, which she hadn't dredged up in quite a while. He actually liked it. All the boys liked it, though it could be a bit embarrassing. It let him forget that she was the toughest, scariest one of all of them, and allowed him to think of her as just a girl for a little while, at least. When she was finished with them, which didn't take long since she was on a roll, she tackled Gowri. "Hey, can I see your axe?"
"Sure, though I always think of it more of my sword than my axe," he shrugged.
But since the bass only had four strings, and she'd never had a music lesson in her life, she didn't have much to play with, and got bored of it quickly. Besides, what she really wanted to get her hands on was Zell's beautiful guitar.
"No, absolutely not."
It was final. He clutched at it as if it was his child, the evil wolf Lena intended to consume brutally. It was his second most prized possession, his first being his real sword that lay in a glass case in his room. No one laid a finger on either of these items if he could help it, which was why he had dragged his guitar home and to school so that it wasn't left to Zelos' devices.
"Please?"
she hoped cutely. Stars shone in her eyes, and she clasped her hands. "I'll be really careful with it, I promise."
"No, you'll scratch it or drop it or..."
"Oh, come on, you stingy bastard!" She dropped the cute act and became raging. "I've always wanted a guitar. You know that. Just let me touch it." The stars and cuteness returned by the last statement. Zell grabbed her hand, pulled one finger away from the others, and used it to stroke the guitar in a 2-inch sweep.
"There. You touched it. Now let's play something."
"You didn't have to be so mean about it," she sniffed.
"Yeah, well, Unlike those other pathetic guys, I'm immune to your Jedi mind tricks. He cracked a smile.
Okay, let's take satisfaction from the top, Val cried, and they dove into it, with Lena as the audience.
Whoa, she interrupted. Time out! The music died.
The singing needs some work. She looked away from Val's seething face.
Let me sing it. Then you can focus on the keyboards, Val, okay?
Everyone was fine with it, save for Val.
I can sing it.
Yeah, but it's hard to do both. Right, guys?
Lena looked at the others for backup, which they supplied.
So if you sing, you're neglecting the keyboards. And only you can do that part, whereas I can sing and nothing else. Got it?
So you're bored and we have to bow to your whim? Val asked.
Exactly!
They did so, as it took less effort than standing up to her would. It wasn't so bad, either. Lena could really belt it out. The next three songs didn't have vocals, so she just listened to them as politely as was possible for her. But when they got to Yesterday, which Zell had been reluctant to do anyway, things got bad. Lena burst out laughing halfway through the song. It was inevitable from the beginning, as she'd taken on the countenance of a volcano about to erupt. Now she was rolling around on the floor, tears streaming from her cinched-up eyes. Now, Zell did not deserve this. It wasn't really fair. His life was already so full of torments from his inner and outer scars, lack of confidence, terminal loneliness, and control freak grandfather that he didn't really need to have his friends torture him too. But it was just so much fun to see him squirm. And he turned such a lovely array of colors when he blushed.
Lena, Gowry said aghast, what's wrong with you?
He looked from her twitching mass of giggles to a very red, stiff Zell.
Yeah, who invited her anyway? All she does is rag on our singing, Val snorted, in a rare show of standing up for Zell.
No, she gasped between chortles of laughter. No, not at all. I'm sorry, Zell. You have a really nice voice, really. Stop looking all wounded and tragic. I'm not laughing at you.
They all turned to her with renewed interest. Zell did not have a forgiving look on his face.
Oh, really? He asked, in a voice oiled with venom.
Yes, I swear! You don't remember? I mean, it was a long time ago. But you don't remember? She asked, sitting up and appealing for his acquittal. He looked darkly confused for a moment. Then enlightenment spread across his face, followed by a deep red blush in rapid succession.
Oh, gods. I had forgotten all about it.
Are you going to clue us in, or is that a private tea party? Zelos asked, raising a hidden eyebrow.
Okay. That was an opening for Lena, who didn't mind torturing Zell a bit more in the least. When we were six... Oh, shut up, Zell. I'm telling the story. Anyway, we used to listen to music and... Just let me tell it, okay, Zell? We'd sing along with it, and that was our favorite one. We sang it together in the elementary school talent show. God, Zell, it's not that bad. So stop trying to hang yourself. And it was a lot of fun.
That was you?
Gowry cried, recognition burning in his eyes.
I remember that. But you were with some dark-haired girl.
That was me before the accident, Zell muttered. He might as well surrender his dignity once again.
Whoa, you were a girl before the accident?
No, Gowry. He's always been a guy, Lena intervened, since Zell had collapsed.
Barely, Val snickered. He's pretty feminine.
Val, you're just making things worse, Lena moaned.
Yeah, if we keep this up, he might faint again, Zelos warned, smiling cheerily. He got him back for the computer lab.
He's certainly making weird noises, Gowry said with concern. Zell, you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. He rose to his feet and leaned against the wall.
I wish I could disappear, or go insubstantial and melt through this wall, or blow them all up with an energy ball. Yes, now that would be satisfying.
Okay, everyone, we've tortured the poor guy enough. Lena, the mediator, was back. I'll get us all something to drink. Zelos opened the refrigerator. I got some other kinds of drinks this time.
Beer? Pressed Val.
No,
answered Zelos, but I did get some Jolt. Extra caffeine and sugar. It says so on the label.
Oh boy, sounds good to me. Lena took one and passed another to Zell. They sat there, relaxing for a moment in silence. Then Gowrie noticed something.
Whoa, there's like no furniture in this room.
He was right. Before they'd arrived and dropped off their instruments, the only thing in the room had been the drum set and throne.
Well, it is only a practice room. I didn't really expect to ever have any friends over here, shrugged Zelos. Lena thought for a second, then said,
Hey, I know. We've got, like, an entire room filled with beanbag chairs. Come on, let's go get 'em. It'll be nothing if we all carry one or two.
One look at the expression of horror on Zelos' face, and Zell was gung-ho. Gowrie followed like a puppy, while Val dragged Zelos out.
Aren't you always telling us about the benefits of fresh air? What's your problem? Afraid Lena's stuff will ruin the decor?
Well, yes, and also how unsanitary they probably were.
But Zelos wisely kept his mouth shut this time, and trudged along. Lena's place needed yard work and a paint job, but the inside needed everything. The path through the living room, down the hall, and into the beanbag holding cell was littered with coats, shoes, books, and other detritus dropped casually where they were removed, and then forgotten. Val didn't notice. Gowrie stepped lightly over things and tossed a couple of items into a trash can. Val passed through the doorway, sighed, then found a chair, emptied it of its contents, and waited for instructions. Zelos just stood inside the door, arms folded.
Where are you guys? Here, take these two, Zelos. And here's an especially large one for Zell. Gowrie, good boy. Val, all right. Next practice, we can bring more?
More? Coughed Zelos.
How many?
Lots. Loads. Enough for everyone, plus extras for friends.
Oh, joy, smirked Zell, passing Zelos, who was not looking his usual perky self.
Lena, these are...
Zelos' face was pale as death as he began to explain.
Cool, huh? We helped clean out the dorms where my sister goes to college, and every year we get to keep the best stuff.
Lena was glowing.
Hey, Zelos, you don't look well, said Zell in mock interest.
Shit, you two are so delicate, crooned Val, jumping out of the way of Zell's flying giant beanbag.
I like these things, Lena. Beats the floor anytime.
Thanks, Val. Say, there's enough for you to take one to Sano's if there's room, said Lena.
Really?
Yeah, my first piece of furniture. And Val laughed a real laugh.
Lena sent one of her chairs flying at Gowrie, which led to both of his flying at Lena. Zell caught Val's in the back of the head and fell on top of Lena.
Lucky for you, I'm on something soft, she growled.
So am I, he chuckled,
then lifted his head in time to see fangs. He ducked. Unfortunately, she was attempting to sit up. He turned his usual state of crimson blush and tried to right himself.
Incoming!
Zell heard the shout, but couldn't move. He looked desperately into Lena's glowing eyes. No forgiveness there.
Whomp!
Zelos' beanbag chair knocked both of them flat. Nose to nose.
Whoopsie, cackled Zelos, dragging his giant beanbag off the flattened pair.
Watch those hands, mister, Lena yelled, pushing the shell-shocked boy off her. You can get up now.
Zell was murmuring, sorry, over and over like a mantra. He was saved from Lena's wrath by a coughing fit, hers and his.
"That's it," shouted Zelos uncharacteristically. "I sleep in that room. These things are filthy. Look at the dust clouds. There's a cleaner's at the strip mall on the corner around the block. I'll pay."
In the end, he won out, but they ended up returning to Lena's and dragging 7 more beanbag chairs to the cleaners. Zelos had to pay a deposit, and they promised to have all the chairs ready by Friday morning, latest. By the time they reached the practice room, Zell had to leave, so the band quickly planned the next week's practices.
"I can't Wednesday."
"Aha! Sengo was right. It's a big deal at the dojo," thought Lena to herself. The others shuddered at the evil smile spreading across her face.
"Yeah, Gowrie and I should practice before Friday's tournament," added Zell.
Thursday was good for everyone. Friday was an early release day, and so they would all practice before going to the fencing game, and then go out for dinner.
"We can pick up the beanbag chairs and camp out here after dinner," chirped Zelos, smiling as usual. "Sure, that's okay, but not too late." Then Val added, "I have a curfew. Rules, you know, so I can stay at Sano's."
"I'll ask Amelia and Philia. Philia will probably be able to stay at Amelia's," began Lena.
"I meant to stay here. A big overnight party," Zelos glowed.
"You've got to be kidding, Zelos. Philia is lucky to be able to stay outside of her compound and do overnights with Amelia at the mayor's mansion. Do you think Amelia would be allowed at a sleepover at a boy's house, in his room, with 3 other guys? Even I'd give that a second thought," Lena said. Val was laughing. "Correction, not even a second thought. No, Zelos. You guys can work out what you want, but my participation ends at, what's your curfew? Midnight? Midnight," Lena said.
Gowrie shook his head. "I have to check in at home. Saturday a.m. I usually have to walk 1 brother or sister to a soccer game. So I'll let you know, okay?"
Zelos nodded. He hadn't expected anyone to agree, but he'd never had friends stay over. He'd never had friends to ask.
"Same for me," Zell croaked. I often have a lot of work to do at home. Grandfather never lets me."
"Oh, that's not true," interrupted Lena. "He let you stay with me several times."
Zell blushed. "We were under 12 then. Anyway, I'll ask. I've got to go now."
And in spite of the heavy book bag and guitar case, Zell sped away at mind-boggling speed, grumbling, "Why can't she keep her mouth shut sometimes? I'd like to have some secrets. Some dignity."
"That was harsh," laughed Val. "Someday he's gonna blow up at you."
"No, he's not," smiled Gowrie.
"You know she cares about him, right, Lena?"
"Yeah, I like to keep him in his place, or he'll become an arrogant asshole like Val," Lena cackled.
"From my observation, I think he simply likes you too much, Lena. But that should stay a secret, I guess."
Zelos smiled to himself, turning away as the others started for home.